Look.
The legal system was very kind to me. The judge didn't want to send me to jail. The reduction to 4 months was a blessing. I picked up cigarette butts for 4 months in Lexington, Kentucky. But I did it every day with a smile on my face to pay back humanity for my ignorance and the seriousness about the law. I served 5 years probation, and in 1990 I was released. That's a long time to still be talking about your past. And here it is, 1998, and I'm with you, and I can almost not cry anymore. Yes, after my probation, I started my personal work. And I took a look at what created my inability to tell the truth. In 1996, I went back and apologized to everyone that I could, as I had reached a point that I could start being myself and embrace all parts of me. That bad girl side, and the good girl side too. And today is my final apology before the federal system to say, yes, it is important that we recognize that our whole structure is based on the ability to tell the truth. And my inability to not be able to do it may have been my personal journey about my emotional self and my mental capacities. Incapability to tell the truth is not an excuse. It's your personal journey to get in touch with yourself. It is not a punishment to serve time. It's a consequence. And there were times that it wasn't easy for a person who had also been on a very enjoyable ride in life in a leadership role to be in the position that I was in. But the character of self is developed when you can look at both sides and be okay about it. So I came today to say very strongly that from a personal experience level, perjury is one of the most valuable parts of our system, and may we never look over the importance of teaching all of us as we learn through this experience of ourselves and what has happened around us, that it is important to understand the code of the law. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Parsons.